Okay, so I think the last topic I wanted to in VR is the question of Kedusha. Is Kedusha maintained in the produce after the Zman of Biur? I think that's the last thing I want to do. We've covered a lot of the fundamentals. We didn't spend too much time, though we've mentioned, right, the possibility that the food becomes usur if you fail, right? Even if you think hefker is biur, we did mention the fact that it may become usur if you fail to do the mitzvah biur, right? And right, the Ramban already mentioned that, and that may be how you explain some of those gemarot about it becoming usur. Right? We did mention that, right? Because the Ramban obviously deals with those. I don't know if we want to get into that more, but this sugya I think is quite important, which is the produce after biur kadosh? So, misvara, what would you have said? Before we look at the sources, I know you look at the sources already, but misvara, what would you say? Is kedusha maintained after the zman of biur? Yes, no, just depend.
If you hold that it's discharged, then obviously not. But if you hold that it extends, then that would extend.
Okay, right. So at first glance, you might say, well, if it's hefker, so more likely to be yes, because if it's hefker, that means you're being remafker it, which was the original mitzvah. And at that point, people are still eating it. And as we know, the kedusha manifests itself, whether it's real kedusha, not real kedusha, which we've discussed in the past many, many times. But to the extent that the kedusha is manifest, it's most clear manifestation is in the mitzvah or value or whatever to eat and in the prohibition on destroying it. And therefore, the simplest understanding is that within Hefker, probably it is Kadosh. And within, let me just spell out what Mordechai said. Within destruction, you would say, listen, if the way that Kedusha manifests itself is in a mitzvah value, call it what you want, to eat, and a prohibition of destruction, so then, well, if you're supposed to destroy it, doesn't that show the cessation of Kedusha, right? That's what you might have wanted to say. However, this is very, very complicated, right? Okay, good, but I agree with Mordechai that is like, if I had to start off, my first intuition would be to say that this at some level depends on the Rambam Ramban, and maybe according to the Ravid, at first stage, it maintains Kedusha, second, it doesn't, because again, the strongest manifestations of Kedusha are the value of eating and the prohibition on destroying, right?
Because on very, very, very first glance, like, it just feels wrong, like, oh, this fruit is something that we're so dull in such high regard for. Suddenly, we do this stuff.
Because right, it's good. Beer, so, which is, you're
even if you're going to say hefker, you're still fulfilling.
Oh, okay. Very good. So this is like my, again, so this is my first, no, so Mordechai, I think, is right. So Mordechai, I think, is right. That would, look, I agree with Mordechai. My first intuition would have been like Mordechai. But then Josh complicates the picture and says, wait a second, not so fast. If you would have said, I'll rephrase Josh now. If I would have said that until this day there is an iser, there's a chiyuv to eat it, there's an iser to destroy it, right? And then after such date, all restrictions are lifted. Do with it what you want, right? Up to and including destroying it. Then I would have said, yeah, the kedusha dissipates. But if you say that until this date you should eat it and you shouldn't destroy it, at this date you should destroy it, that doesn't mean that kedusha is gone. If anything, it could mean that kedusha is right. You're manifesting kedusha in a more demanding way. Give me an example of something that's like that.
When that becomes more that the kedusha is increased.
Well, I don't know about increased, but that its kedusha is manifest in destruction. Karbanot, right? Karbanot. You could have looked at karbanot and said, "What do you mean? Until this hour, you have to eat it, and then it becomes notar." Right? And notar isn't non-kadosh. Notar, there's a chiv to destroy because it's kadosh, and therefore you're only allowed to eat it until a certain point. And then after that, you have to destroy it. That is a manifestation of its kedusha. You want to call it an even more intense kedusha? There's something to be said for what Eli is saying. Why would you say that? Because until now, it was kadosh, but I was allowed to benefit. And after that, it becomes kadosh, and I can't benefit. And the inability of people to benefit from something normally expresses a higher level of kedusha. So to take as an example, karbanot are kadosh, right? What is it called when you violate the kedusha of a carbon or something that's belonged to Hekdesh? Mi'ilah. The standards of mi'ilah are higher for an ola, for a asham, for a chatat, more than a shlamim. Why?
Because you already eat that.
Because the part of it that you can eat is not, as the Gemara says, is not kachi Hashem. Doesn't belong to God. Human beings can eat it, and therefore ein mo'alin. You can't violate mi'ilah in the part, even though it's kadosh. You can't violate mi'ilah if you misuse the part that human beings are allowed to eat. You shouldn't do it, right? But it's not mi'ilah. Mi'ilah is that which belongs to God.
But if it's the same before and after beer, why would we call it beer? What do you mean?
So now Josh complicates the picture in two directions. He said, first of all, I'm not convinced, according to the Rambam, that it's destruction, that it's not kadosh. How do you know? There are things which are kadosh, which manifest themselves in exactly this way, right? Which is, until this time you're supposed to eat it, and from this time on you're supposed to destroy it, like karbano. And now Josh complicates it. He says, not only do I not agree with this intuition about the Rambam, I don't agree with it with the Rambam, because wait a second. If hefker, if the original mitzvah is hefker, and then you have bior, which is just re-hefker, and everything basically stays the same, then what exactly is this bior? Is it, meaning, yes, it's a re-hefker, but is it really the same thing? Maybe it's a hefker of a different type. So good. So I think that that's exactly the logical process you have to go to, which is to start with Mordechai's intuition, which is to say, at first glance, you would say that if you hold it's hefker, it makes it still kadosh because you're being mafker and you're eating it. And if it's about destroying, well, until now, because it was kadosh, you weren't allowed to destroy. And therefore, if you're allowed to destroy, it shows the kedusha has dissipated. However, as Josh notes, you can complicate this in both directions because you can say, wait a second. Being obligated to destroy something after a period in which you were supposed to eat it is actually a very normal trajectory for things which are kadosh, right? Or as Ellie adds, at some level, that obligation to destroy at the point at which your the clock has run out is in fact some level an intensification of kedusha, because before that it was kedusha that you could eat, like shlamim, and after that it's kedusha which you cannot eat. And Josh complicates the other one. He says, and how do you know that because it's hefker, it has kedusha? That is also weird because that implies that nothing has changed, right? That it was hefker before in kadosh, and now it's hefker again. And all that change is basically remafkered again. However, you could look at it and say, just as the first type is hefker, and the second time is hefker, the second is called biur, right? The first one is hefker qua hefker, the second is hefker qua biur. How do you know that nothing has changed in that process, right? So I think that's exactly the logical process you have to take, which is the intuition that this hangs on hefker versus destruction, and then realizing that both sides are more complicated than, right? I think that is exactly the way to go. And again, this shiur could take 5 hours if we hadn't just spent a week and a half on beer. But once you've done it, right, once you've spent, we spent like, I don't know, a week on whether it's really kadosh, and now a week and a half on biur. At this point, we can bring them together and, you know, do this in one day, I think. But just realize that what we're doing in one day is building on the fact that we've done several weeks on the variations here, right? Between mitzvah achila, kedusha, biur, hefker, yeah, maybe more, right? Many of the topics come to, okay. So this is really a very brief summary, but that's because, like, again, you should understand where this is coming from. So let's look. So the Chazon Ish. Okay, Chazon Ish. It's been a while since we did this. Let's see if you remember. Who is the Chazon Ish? We've seen him so many times, but who is he? Right, let's see. When did he live?
In 1950.
Very good. He lived in the mid-20th century. Very good. He comes from Europe, becomes the most prominent posek, Haredi posek in Israel in the 40s and 50s. Very, very good. What's his name?
Avram.
Close. The Aleph. So Ish is Aleph. The Aleph is Avram. But I'll give you a hint. The Yud Shin is the first two letters of his next name. So it's not Yitzhak. Yeshaya. Avram Yeshaya Karelitz. That's Rav Kook. Rav Kook is, which we'll see in a second, is Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Kook. But the Chazon Ish is Avram Yeshaya Karelitz. Very good. So the Chazon Ish writes, When beer comes, you have to be mafkir. Again, I don't know if you want to spend a long time on the psak, but you will know that most poskim, well, as we'll see.
They go the more lenient way.
Well, we'll see. Most poskim, some poskim say, as we'll see, you should be machmir and destroy it, and other people say that's not being machmir because you're destroying it, right? Which, of course, depends on this Kedusha thing. Right, yes, that is exactly what you will see. So, fine. So the Chazon Ish, first of all, passing like the Ramban. Aval Rashai Lachzor Lo Zakot Behen Taketh. Okay? Chazon Ish, first of all, passing like the Ramban. So it's Hefker, and you're allowed to get it right back. We've seen that, yes? But now he writes, Ve'ein Kedoshin B'Kedushat Shvi'it, and they are no longer Kadosh. Very good. So, Chazon Ish holds exactly like Josh's complicated picture of the Ramban. And he says it is hefker. Well, you know, let's contrast it. The Derech Emuna says the simplistic version of what Mordechai said, right? Rechaim Ganievsky, who is, how is he related to Chazon Ish? His nephew. Chazon Ish did not have kids. Chazon Ish never had kids, right? So his nephew. Okay, nephew. What? I assume. I assume it was not by choice. Kishyagiyaz man habi'ur chayav lehafkiran. When the time of beer comes, you have to be mafkir. Rashai lachzor lo'akvah and take it. And you can go and take it back immediately. Bein balasadeh, bein kol adam acher, whether it's you or somebody else. Right? The owner of the field or somebody else. Meaning he's poskening like Rebbe Yossi in the gears that we have in our Mishnah against Rebbe Yehuda. Not surprising. And afterwards, you treat it as you did before. So, Rav Chaim Ganievsky holds exactly the way Mordechai expected him to, which is, he passing in the Ramban, it's Hefker, and since it's just Hefker, it doesn't lose its Kedusha, you treat it exactly the same. So what is Bior? Bior is just being mafkir again. Why? We talked about it. Because when it's no longer in the field, you have to acknowledge that it's God's, blah, 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 blah. But fundamentally, nothing has changed before or after. The Chazon Ish posits the Ramban, but with Josh's complicating claim, which is, wait. If Hefker, if what? If Hefker were exactly the same as Bior, so then why would we call it Bior? What is Bior? I don't understand. What are you making up? Right? There has to be something unique here. Right? This has to be different in some way. So the Chazon Ish says, well, I know how it's different. It's different because this time it is not Kadosh. Why would you say such a thing? Good. I mean, Mordechai holds like Rechaim Kanievsky, right? Within the Ramban, right? Very good. Josh holds like the Chazon Ish within the Ramban. Not actually surprising that Josh liked the more complicated view. I mean, that's fine. I'm not surprised. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying the Chazon Ish, right? But why would you say this? What drives this?
The fact that we actually went through a process to do something, and that process did nothing.
Right, so the first point is just like, isn't this somehow, you know, different? Very good. What else? So it has to be different. Great. Why is this the way that it's different?
Well, Bior involves taking away some sort of aspect from the... What? Lunch is in 45 minutes, no? They said... Okay,
fine, put it in the fridge. I don't know. I'm pretty sure they canceled it, but I was trying to check with Roy Wasserman, because I have Shear prepared, so I'm very confused.
Okay,
I mean, it can't hurt it to be in the fridge. Sort of pointless, but...
What is
he said, or I heard he's taking his son to the doctor.
Everybody's sick.
Everyone's sick, yes.
The reason why you might think that you follow the cosmos in this way, that the Kedusha Shvi'ut is removed, is because Bior involves taking away some sort of aspect to it. So if you're not actually going full Rambam and destroying the fruit itself, then something has to be taken away, and the next obvious choice for that would be you're doing Bior of the Kedusha of the fruit.
Okay, that's very fancy. It's to say you're doing beer of the Kedusha.
The beer fulfills the aspect of the Kedusha's requirement to consume it.
Good. So that's another way to take it, right? Which is to say that maybe, right, as we've seen, the Kedusha is, right, not necessarily Kedusha, right? We've talked about it. It's not necessarily Kedusha in the way we are talking about. Kedusha means more making sure that you fulfill the purpose of the fruit. Right? But it could be that, listen, until Bior, you are fulfilling the purpose. Once you get to Bior,
right?
Right, exactly. You have now, the period is over. You have to be remafkir, but this hefker is fundamentally different than the first one. The first one is hefker for people to use it to eat. After that, it's clearing out. You happen to be allowed to take it back, but yes, right? I think that's exactly right. So I think what the Chazon Ish is getting at is that the Kedusha of Shvi'it is that obligation to manifest its destiny, right? As it were. But once you've run out of that original period of time when you're supposed to eat it, now the beer is fundamentally different, right? It's not reverting to status quo. It's how do I say this? No, it's not. That's what it's not, right? It's something new. Meaning, now this happens to be machloket. It seems to be the simple pshat is the Ramban agrees. It seems to be that Chaim Kanievsky is correctly channeling the Ramban, as the Chazon Ish says he's not passing the Ramban. Who is he passing? Like the Rash, who thinks it's Bior, but also thinks that the Kedusha is gone. Why would you say that? So it seems to be that, again, the Ramban, like Mordechai, is saying that Bior is just Hefker again, right? But the Rash is saying that, I gave it to you from Moreno, right? It is the Tekes Siyum Hashmita, right? It is the ceremony of the ending of Shemitah, right? It's saying, why do I have to be mivired again? Because until now, it was Shemitah, it was collect. Now, you could say, if you wanted to, that what he's saying is that the first hefker is giving it over to collective ownership, which is Kedusha, and the second one is no ownership, right? Well, that's the difference.
Well, if you're mivired, 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 then you could say that the difference is the first one is the Kedusha, Malka, the second is the Kedusha.
Right, you could say that the first time, yeah, that it's that God is being mocked, and the second time he's saying, okay, it's over, right? Now you do that what you want, right? You have to clear it out, and then you want to take it back. So you could say that before we were eating from Hashem, right, and now, right, or collective ownership, right, and now it's the lack of ownership, right? God is saying you must clear it out. You want to take it back, but it's over, right? And that fundamentally, therefore, within the Hefker model, right, one model is to say it's returning to status quo. Nothing has changed. It's just that at a certain point, God makes you go through the process again. If that's the case, it is Kadosh. If you say that, no, the second Hefkering, right, the beer is not that. It is the end of Shemitah for this produce. It is when it moves from God's produce into do whatever you want, from communal ownership to lack of ownership, right? So then it is not Kadosh. Well, God does, right? God says it's over, right? Right. I mean, God is part of this, obviously.
Also, if you compare like the fruit, like other mystical objects, like oh, after circus, you can do whatever you want.
Okay? Correct.
It's just like every other
right, mitzvah. Right, and you could just say it's a mitzvah, right? That's another way of saying it is, look, it wasn't really Kaddish, it was Kaddish le-mitzvah, so, right, we were talking about the model of Notzar, but the truth is that maybe a better option is something like, yeah, it's like a lulav, where the halacha is, while its mitzvah is going on, its Kaddish, and after that, you can throw it out. The minhag to burn it on Erev Pesach notwithstanding. Fundamentally, you can throw it out. Yeah. Okay, so that's within the Hefker model. Okay? What about within the destruction model? So, possibility one is what Mordechai said, which is, if you're destroying it, that shows Kedusha is over. Possibility two is what Josh said, which is no. Sometimes destruction is the manifestation of the end of Kedusha, right? So if you look at the Maral Diskin says as follows: L'dati pashut d'laharambam shabir hi sreifa al kol rechenu isur hefsid rak bezman de karinan be le'achla umizman biur shene esar achila lo shach isur hefsid. She says it's clear to me that according to the Rambam that biur is burning. That means that the isur of destroying it is only when you can eat it, and once you can't eat it, so there's no hefsid. I will oppose him shabir hu efker vadaya de efker lopa kedusha shvei the kedusha shvehen laan halcha. So Maral Diskin follows who? Follows Mordechai. He says, listen, the question of whether kedusha comes down to exactly this point. If it's hefker, he holds like the Ramban, not the Rash, or the Ramban, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, not Chazanish Rash, right? And if you hold like the Rambam, then there is no kedusha, right? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky, so the Maral Diskin holds exactly like Mordechai, right? Is that if it's hefker, we hold like the Ramban, there's still kedusha because you can eat it. And once you can't eat it, so the kedusha dissipates, right? Who disagrees? So let's look at Rav Kook and then we'll come to the summary, right? Well, you know what? Fine, let's read the Moreno piece. So I'll just summarize where we are until now. Hamaral Diskin Omer Kach. Maral Diskin presents as follows. Lari, a Rambam, according to Rambam, is mana bira perit ne'esarim b'lachila. Once beer comes, it's you can't eat it. Imkach din la'achlak for lo'shayach la'perit alalu. So la'achlak doesn't apply. Israel have said, no vam din la'achlak. And the prohibition to destroy flows from the obligation to eat it. Im ain din la'achlak. If there's no halacha of eating it, memile and Israel have gobe piro. There's no Israel to destroy the fruit. And he adds another point. If there is no halacha of eating it, they're also not kadosh. Right? Exactly like Ramban. So therefore, Lefira Ramban in Sibala Neshagushvid Betela. According to Ramban, there's no reason for Kedusha to be gone. And he says, and why, if they weren't kadosh, right, if they ceased to be kadosh, then why should there be any Isurim on the person who doesn't keep Biur? Right? He says, if Biur removes the Kedusha, so then there should be another thing as an Isur on the people who don't keep Biur. But if you want to explain how is it that if you don't do Biur, according to the Ramban, it becomes Usur to you, the reason is because it's Kadosh. And at such point you start violating the laws, we call that like Shamur. Remember Shamur? There's a possibility that we start violating the Halachot, things become Usur because it's Kadosh. So you have three shitot. Lefia Rambam bizman avir chala kovet lashmid apirot kedushat apirot pokat. And so according to the Rambam, when the time comes to destroy it, there is no kedusha. Lefia Rambam bizman avir chala kovet lahavkirat apirot ve'ilu nutarim b'kedushatam. According to the Rambam, at the time of biur, you have to be mafkir, and it stays kadosh. And then you had the complicated hefker position, which is the Rash, cousin is Josh, which is Lefia Rash, Bizman Abir Chalakova Lahafkir Da Perot, Ukedusha Dam Pokat. Right? You have to be mafkirit, but the Kedusha does dissipate. How? Olashi Yishevdel Ben Mehut Chobar Hefker Shal Ramban Mishal Rash. It shows there's a difference between the Ramban's Hefker of Biur and the Rashes. Lefia Ramban, I Hefker Mafil Et HaShvi'it Ala Perot Pam Shniyah. According to Ramban, it's just a chiyuv to do Hefker again. Bishana kodemet aita hizdamnut l'chot b'perot min hefker. Right, we had opportunity last year to get it from hefker. V'atam utal zochim l'chadesh et hefker. Now you got to do it again. Haperot notarim perot shvi'it, but they are still fruit of shmita. Lefi harash habiru be'etzem tekes yom hashmita. But according to the Rash, shmita biur is the end, is a ceremony of ending shmita. Kulanu achalnu mishulchan shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We all ate from God's table. Achshav habufei nigmar. The buffet is over. Okay? Yes, you've now learned a new word. Buffet. That's not bupa, it is bufen. Okay? Kol mi she'lakach latzmo, but it's always the hardest to figure out the English words that are spelled in Hebrew. It's harder than any Hebrew word. Kol mi she'lakach mazir, anyone who took it, returns it about the rega shvi'at nimgara. And then shmita's over. Me'ata ein minyal azakot v'ergol, so now you can do whatever you want. Lavan amaral diskin harambam domeh v'muhut l'rash. But now what comes out is that according to the Meryl Diskin, the Rash is actually more similar to the Rambam, right? Is that destruction or being mafkirid in such a way that it removes Kedusha are actually similar, right? Meaning both of them agree that this is the end of, right? This Kedusha Perot Shviat period, right? So at some level, even though one holds Hefker, one holds destruction, they're closer together in a certain way than Rash to Rambam. Habofei negmar, the buffet is over. Kedushat Shviat Sara, the holiness left. Ach kol mi shelakach latzmo nidrash lezokasher lashba, shlo yu ba'olam yoter. And then you got to throw it in the garbage, right? Now you could take it out of the garbage if you want, according to the Rash, right? According to the Rambam, you can't, but it's fundamentally in the garbage, right? Rav Kook disagrees with the Maral Diskin within the Rambam. And he says, L'dei HaRishonah, Rambam ba mitzvah abiyur min HaTorah v'yetziyah min HaKlal HaPer Shalachar abiyur she'mitzvatan davka b'sreifa o b'ibud. Oh, sorry, I should have split that up, right? What does Rav Kook say? Right, this is still from, that part is from Romeo, from Moreno. So what does Rav Kook say? How does he understand? He says, no, the Kedusha exists, but it's an exception. Right? Oh, it's just an exception. Correct. It is still Kadosh, and we've carved out an exception. Now, that's a weak formulation, because what's he saying? It's Kadosh, and there should be an Isser to destroy it, but...
We have this Isser of Bior.
Exactly, but we have this Isser of... destruction, and Bior waves that.
Right.
Right? That's not quite strong enough, I think. Right? You could have gone farther and said, like Josh did. No, it's not that we make an exception to destruction. What do? We don't say it's Kadosh, but you're allowed to destroy it. We say it's Kadosh, and therefore you need to destroy it. Right? Okay. So Blumenzweig has a different formulation. Blumenzweig says, Habiur, what is biur? Hu biikaro hagbalat zchut ha'adam b'peirot. It is the limitation of person's right over the fruit. V'noveya mikach, shemutar la'adam lafit to'elet me'peirot rak ba'onatam, v'lo la'agar la'asofotam. What that means is you can benefit in their normal time, but not to hoard them and gather them. U'amshich le'anot mehem la'acharonatam. And not to continue and benefit after their time. Me'achar shekach, once that's true, so there's no reason to assume that the Kedusha is gone. No, they are Kadosh. Sharei Kedushatam hi zu shemechayevet et ihashimush b'hem acharei onatam. It is the Kedusha that forbids you from benefiting after the time. And then he explains further in footnote 14, right? This continues here, right? Ha'ara arbas, right? Habiur eina mitzvah atzma'it. Biur is in its own mitzvah. Achu gam eina totzah shel isra achila. But it's also not a function of the prohibition to eat. Ela chelek meyesoda ekroni shel balat zchut ha'shimush beperot. It's part of that original value of Kedusha of Peret Shviat, which is you are not the full owner. Therefore, there are limits. The Torah forbade you from gathering and storing it. And it's that same value which prevents you from holding on to them. And he says, what does this explain? The Mikdash David's interpretation of the Rambam. Right? Because if, right, you have to destroy it and therefore there's no Kedusha, it's all over, so why you, right? How does the Mikdash David understand the Rambam? That you're allowed to give out the three meals. The three meals are part of the mitzvah of Kedusha, of Biur, and because it's part of the mitzvah of Biur, it's eating those three meals, you're allowed to keep those even after the Zman Biur.
Right.
He says, why would you, where would the Mikdash Javid come up with an idea like that? How could the fact that I give up three meals mean that I don't have to destroy it if the mitzvah is to destroy it? He says, no, you misunderstand. The mitzvah isn't to destroy. The mitzvah is to be mivaer, right? Is to clear it out of your property. What does that mean? Either through achila or through destruction if you don't find enough people to give the three meals to. But the fact that you can say that eating it is one of the avenues of biur, and that is a mitzvah, then what does that show you? It is kadosh. You can choose to eat it, or you can choose to destroy it. But any of those shitot. Well, you can either, right, meaning at that point, these are both expressions of Kedusha. Of Kedusha, that's the point, right? All the shitot.
He's saying all the shitot seems that
eating it is possibly beer according to the Rambam, clearly hold that Kedusha still exists. Well, they don't think
so,
it's
so. It's a second value of eating, so that
exactly.
So,
Rabbi Mahalo has said
that wouldn't apply
here. Exactly, right? And that's what he says. This explains the heter of eating the three meals. The Torah doesn't want you to hold on to it after the time of biur because that would show ownership. Because that would show, right? But you're allowed to eat it as a poor person, not as an owner. The real halacha is that you can't really be the owner except in the normal eating period. So afterwards, you'd have to destroy it or give it back out and eat just the mazon shalosh seudot. Right?
Could technically even go a step further and say that you're not allowed to do destruction on it once there, while there are still three meals worth.
But that doesn't seem to be the case, right? But or it doesn't seem to be the case. But that depends on exactly how we understood the shalosh seudot.
Yeah.
So then, if you look at the summary, right? So then you have right Amar al Diskin maybe. So what did we have? The Amar al Diskin again holds like Mordechai. His original formulation, but why? Because he thought beer meant destruction only. So Amar al Diskin mevin shechovara beer afizi shel perot nogedet ekdushatam. He thinks beer is physical destruction, and physical destruction, and physical destruction therefore is opposed to the nature of kedusha. Haraya kuk Rav Kuk mevin sheish metach ben shnei akronot. There's a tension between two values: kedushat perot vechovara beer. Lamaisa chovara beer govert bezman beer. Rav Kuk thinks they're still kadosh, but we may carve out an exception. Rav Blumenzweig masbir shakol chelik notam arechet. He says, now we're carving out an exception. It's part of the same value system. Nosif tzad nosaf ledvarav. So now we're going to take him farther. Hatora useret liktoret perot shvi'it. The Torah forbids you from harvesting the fruit of Shemitah. Heter hakatsir vayisuf urak b'miskeret heter achila. Insofar as you're allowed to harvest, that's only because you're allowed to eat it. But there are parameters to the eating. You can eat in certain ways, and not in other ways, as we saw, right? Kidarka, remember the juice sugya?
Yeah.
Remember that? Right? The kale smoothies and stuff like that? Exactly. Habior, who chelik me'otamarechad, and beer is part of that. Mutar le'achol atzman l'smisuyam. You can eat until a certain time. Uvagia atzman azeh. And when you get to that time, yesh levard mashanotar. Destroy what's left. Kishem shasur le'tor lahanot hashonot me'anot amugdaro. Just like you can't harvest for different types of benefits. Kach azur le'achol achare zman misuyam. You can't eat after a certain time. Kedushat ha'shvi'it lo sara me'apero. The kedusha doesn't leave the fruit. Adiraba, to the contrary. It's Kedusha that gives it these halachot. If we go back to what we've been saying, we can explain it as follows. During Shemitah, God invites us to eat from the divine table. Shmirat ha-she'eriyot, eating the leftovers, me'ivel ha-zmana suda, after the meal, pogad ba'avana ha-bura ha-kosa adnu al-shulchano. It changes our perspective on why we were allowed to eat until now. L'chein ha-chova la-shlich ha-perot b'chalot ha-zman, hi-chelek biltin nifrad mikdushat ha-perot. And therefore, the obligation to throw them out at the end is an integral part of Kiddusha. Mispar pamim is karnev shur sharam sever shloshon kedusha be'achal be'ot shvit meches liyud. As we've said before, kedusha for the Rambam might not mean a whole, might mean designation. Velo le, do you know what that word is? Transcendentiyut, right? Transcendence. Lefi havana zu yitachen v'adorim oyoder mevonim. Now we can explain it more. Leperosh ye shiud fruit have. Purpose, misgeret misyemen amatimah lahem, a certain perspective that is right for them. Chol zman ve'eit, they have everything as its time and place. Eit lechol, eit lashlich, to quote Kohelet, a time to eat and a time to throw them out. Ein kvan dvarim menugadim, these are not opposed, el hashlama shel ma'arechet achat. But the completing of a single framework. So what you have is as follows. Ma'aril Diskin fundamentally holds like Mordechai's original formulation, which is, hefker means continuing as is, and therefore it remains kadosh. Destruction, which is opposed to what you're normally allowed to do, is evidence of the fact that kedusha is over. Right? That is the Maril Diskin. However, we complicate this in several ways. We pointed out that, first of all, within Hefker, it's not so simple. Because even within Hefker, there's the Ramban's idea, which seems to be this is just Hefker times two, in which case it's kadosh, as opposed to the Rash, which is taken by the Chazon Ish, which is, this Hefker is different, right? This Hefker is the end of it being Shemitah. Now, why would that be the case? So it could be that the first time you're being Mafkir, it's really Afkata Demalka, it's within God's realm, and that's why it's Kadosh. The second time God says, okay, Shemitah is over, now you got to get rid of it. You got to throw it in the garbage, right? The buffet is over. If you choose to take it out of the garbage and eat from the garbage, I'm not going to stop you, right? But this is fundamentally different. The first time you were eating from God's buffet, and now you're eating the leftovers that were thrown in the trash. And therefore, it's not kadosh, right? Or the first time it was, give it over to the tzibur, and eat it in that perspective. The second time is, again, throw it in the garbage. This is ownerless rather than owned. Within that perspective, the first time you have Hefker, it is consonant. It is coherent within the realm of Kedusha. The second one, it is beyond that. And therefore, Hefker, as the Chazon Ish has it, is not necessarily this continuing the status quo, but a new type, in which case, this is much similar, more similar to the Rambam, right? However, within the Rambam, it's more complicated, because Maral Diskin, again, like Mordechai had said, if you can destroy it, which goes against what we normally talked about in terms of Kedusha, and what we talked about in terms of Achila, that shows you the Kedusha is over. That's why you're allowed to destroy it. However, there are different ways. You could take a minimalist view, which is like Rav Kook, which is, it's an exception to the rule. But you could go farther, and you can say, wait a second. If Kedusha isn't really about eating, it's about, either it's about Kedusha, or even it's about fulfilling its purpose. So that could mean that the Kedusha manifests itself sometimes in eating and sometimes in destruction. We have models of that in actual Kedusha and Karbanot, like Notar, right? Where it's Kadosh and that's why you have to destroy it, right? And we have models of that, right, in Mitzvot, right? Where once the Mitzvah is over, the Kedusha dissipates and now you can get rid of it. Furthermore, as we saw, and this is Reb Blumenzweig's point, is if you believe, like the Torah Zrayim, Mikdash David, etc., that the eating of the Mazon Sholos Su'udot, according to the Rambam, is a Kiyum Biur, that means that we're not really talking about a mitzvah of destruction. What we're talking about is a ritual of, of Perot Shviit, which can manifest itself in different ways. Then we're still within that original framework, which is, Kedusha at Perot Shviit is treating it in certain ways. Sometimes we tell you to eat, sometimes we tell you to destroy, sometimes we tell you to destroy or to eat. Right? But that is all an expression of Kedusha. Right? And therefore, it's not clear that within the Hefker model, it's still Kadosh, and it's not clear within the destruction model that it is not Kadosh. right? The real question of whether it's kadosh or not is whether you see biur as the end of the Shemitah process, either through hefker or destruction, or as a stage in how I treat, right, in the way in which God instructs me to change the paratriot. And therefore, the real machloket isn't, for these purposes, destruction versus hefker. It's whether you think this is a continuation of the mitzvot of peyrushviyat or the end, right? And you could justify both within the model of hefker, right? Either or the model of destruction. Now, I will just point out that this, right, this is a big nafkamina, which I didn't want to get into too much, but just I'll throw it out there in the context of okay, you know, before I do the halachah l'maisa, let me just, I put one more question here from Mitzvah Yitzchak, which is the D'oraisa D'Rabbanan question related to what beer is? So Mincha Yitzchak takes this up and he writes as follows at 9. The Shitora Sovrim D'yesh B'inyan Beer Gam Iber B'Yadayim Im Ken Heich Efshar Lomar Konyam Beer Rak Min D'Rabbanan Halo Peir Shvira Din Inu Rak Lachil Shila Sicha. Right? The Mincha Yitzchak asks the following question. He says, wait a second. If beer is D'oraisa, then I understand how you could destroy it. But if beer is Hefker, right? Sorry, is Derabanan, then it must be that Biur is Hefker, right? So his Hava Amina is that if you hold that it's Derabanan, it could, then it must be Hefker, because otherwise it's Kadosh. How can we allow you to destroy it? Okay. Right? But if it's destruction, if it's D'oraisa, then it could be destroyed. It doesn't have to be, right? But then he backtracks and he says, right, the lesson, im ken kasha, eh, how you call on the dakin la cordova in a derby kumbase. But he says, eh, maybe not. Acharamban la shita tosh, kadub shamikod, and the cholin of your heavy rakef, give a lot of your cholasar lachod, a shaper of your takin cane, masasu bachila, im lo asu tikun bishara beer, zeve rak besheva altasa, shara posim, they read mamash, I'll call something in your beer, uminator. Sorry, this is his hava amina. Right, his hava amina is that if you hold it as destruction, it must be what? That you hold D'oraisa. If you hold it's hefker, it could be midirabanan. And therefore, the Ramban who entertains that it's derabanan must hold hefker, because otherwise it is right? This is not obvious, right? And some of the later achronim, or actually the Mishnah himself later in the Tshuva, says maybe not, because maybe the chiyuv achila and the isser of hefset are two sides of the same coin. And that only applies when you could eat it, but if the rabbis forbid it, midir rabbanan, to eat, then the rabbis, are they actively telling you to violate the Torah? No, they're passively telling you there's no mitzvah to eat. But if there's no mitzvah to eat, then their purpose has been passively negated, and that might allow destruction. Now, of course, within that model, this would be that there is no Kedusha. It would not be a Kedusha model, right? It would be, we've ceased the Kedusha by removing the Chiyuv, achila. Okay, so let me now just summarize a little bit of halacha le'maisa. Most poskim assume that it is hefker. That it is hefker. Now, what about feeding it to animals? Right, another a possible nafkamina of this is, are you allowed to feed it to animals?
Because it does not count as utilizing it.
Correct, right? If you say that there's no Kedusha, then it should definitely be mutter. Right? But if you say that what? Hefker keeps the Kedusha, then you might say, well, it's human food, you still can't feed it to animals. That's potential nafkamina. Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks fundamentally it is mutter. Why? So he says, so either you hold like the Rashi, it loses the Kedusha, or you can be Mitzarev Rashi, who says that it's destruction, but destruction by throwing it to the animals, right? Okay. The most poskim assume it's hefker. The chayei adam poskins that, like the Rambam, that you should destroy it. But he says, b'shas hadchak, if you're really poor, you can rely on the Ramban. And eat it, right? Now, what's the problem? No, so that's not a problem. But what Semer of the Achronim point out is, what is he assuming? He says that to destroy it is a chumrah, right? And to eat it is a kula. That only works according to which understanding? The Rash, that it loses Kedusha, right? But according to the Ramban, that it keeps Kedusha, then there is no Chumrah, because if you hold it has Kedusha, then to destroy it is Asur. And if you hold there's a Chiv to destroy, then to eat it is Asur, which means, right, it's a Chumrah in both directions. So clearly, how is he functioning? Within the Rash, not the Ramban. And if you hold like the Rash, that everyone agrees it loses Kedusha, so then in a Hanami you can argue that it is a Chumrah to destroy it. Right? Fine. And that's the point of the Maral Diskin, right? The Maral Diskin says you have to be mefakpeg, right? Bevada yishlok fakpeg al zeh, shul chumrah dati li de kula, right? This is not a chumrah. It's a chumrah which comes to a kula because now you are destroying it. However, the majority of the achronim, as I said, especially the modern achronim, don't like the chayad and paskin like the Ramban b'shas atchak, which depends on you holding like the Ramban against the Rash. Sorry, like the Rash against the Ramban. That it is still kadosh, right? And therefore, it is a chumrah to burn it. Most poskim paskin like the Ramban, qua the Ramban, right? Meaning hefker is the real way of doing it. Let me take that back. Most of the poskim assume that it's hefker, meaning it's hefker, not it's destruction. You can be so mech on the day is hefker. It's actually hefker. Right, and the Tosefes Yom Kippurim says that the Minag Yerushalayim was to be Mafkir and then to be Zochan, and again, Derech Emunah, passing the Ramban, as we saw, Ramban, meaning Hefker and still Kadosh, right? Rav Tukachinsky says that it's Hefker, Rav Shlomo Zalman says it is Hefker, however, as we saw, even if it's Hefker, it's a machloket which Hefker it is. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, whatever, holds its Hefker of the Ramban, and therefore it is still Kadosh. Chazon Ish thinks it's Hefker, but Hefker of the Rash, which is not Kadosh. Okay, so that is the issue of Kedusha. That is the question of whether we paskin that it's Hefker or destruction. And as we've talked about again, several times, Doraisa Durabanan, we've talked about that, and whether this hangs on this question of destruction or not, right? It might or might not, depending on whether you hold like the Ramban or the Rash, right? The Ramban, if you hold that you should destroy it, lechumra, right? You must be functioning within the idea that it is not kadosh, like the Rash, right? Or to say that it's Doraisa, you have to destroy it. And then, as I just mentioned, right, many people hold that even if it is not, and this we already saw in the Ramban, that if, even if Midoraisa is Hefker, even if Bior is Hefker, if you don't, if you're not Mafker it, then there is an Isser of Achila. Okay? Good. Like I said, the last thing that really comes up here, which is a totally different sugya, but it happens to be related to it, so maybe we'll get to it, but just in case we don't, I don't think we will, but unless you really, really want to, we could spend a day on it, is the question of the Isser of allowing Shviat to Chutz Laretz. That may be an independent Isser, but maybe a subset of this, namely that you're preventing Biro from happening, so there are Shito that connect it. No, you have to do it in the place, right, of the, or possibly not, right? So this is a related Suga, but fundamentally I think we understand the basics of it. We didn't get into all the nuanced details of the Shalosh Makomot, the Shalosh Aratza, which is a very, very interesting Suga, but we've already spent nine shiurim on this. Okay.